In 1902, the year before the Wright brothers first got their plane in the air, legendary Bush pilot Robert Campbell Reeve was born in Wanakee, Wisconsin.
Reeve became a pioneer in the field of aviation, mastering the dangerous practice of glacier flying, shuttling supplies and people to and from the most remote parts of the Alaskan wilderness by taking off and landing on glaciers high in the mountains.
It all began in Wisconsin. After joining the Army at the age of 15, Reeve started at the UW Law School in 1922. But he and his friends spent all their spare time in an airfield near the university.
Here he is talking about his first flying lessons with journalist Sandy Jensen in 1976.
Well, about that time, there was a couple old barnstormers around there named Cash Chamberlain and Walt Bullock, and probably an old Northwest Airline pilot just retired. And they had a jenny out of Madison on there. And I used to go out there, and whenever I could spare up a few dollars or get a ride and get a few minutes instruction.
He was expelled for spending more time at the airfield than with his studies. He left Wisconsin to explore the world, crashing planes and stowing away on ships to eventually end up in Alaska, where he'd become an aviation legend and later establish an airline, Reeve Aleutian Airways.
He was eventually inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame and the International Aerospace Hall of Fame.
Reeve's son, David, followed his father's tracks back to Wisconsin, becoming CEO of Milwaukee-based Skyway Airlines and senior vice president of Midwest Airlines. David joins us now for a look at his father's legacy. David, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. I'm privileged to be here.
Now, your dad, as I understand, was born the year before the Wright brothers' first flight. He was an early adopter of airplanes. What inspired his interest in flying?
Well, he always said that he was born in a year that the weather was so bad, not a single airplane got off the ground. It was one of his favorite things that he would say. But I don't know what particularly attracted him to aviation, but it was very early. I mean, he started flying in the 1920s when there was more barnstorming than anything else. And he got hooked up with a couple of barnstormers that, in exchange for him being a mechanic for him, that he would get flying lessons. And from there, it just kind of took off. He was in all the early phases of aviation. You know, he worked for the early Pan Am, Pan Agra, which was a South American division of Pan American World Airways, and ended up in Alaska in 1932.
Just looking at the whole story, I mean, he bops over to Asia for a while. He's flying these routes in South America. He stows away on a ship to make his way to Alaska. Your dad, hearing the story anyway, your dad seems like this larger-than-life character. I don't know why there aren't movies made about him. Can you talk about your dad's spirit of adventure?
Well, looking at his background, which you just described, he was a wanderer. He used to say he was more a vagabond and a wanderer than anything else. And I think he just had a curiosity. I mean, he joined the Army in World War I when he was 15 years old. And never changed after that. I mean, he was always doing something different than what other people were doing. He had a wide area of interest in things. And I think aviation, because it was so new, may have been one of the things that attracted him to it.
David, I want to take things back to Wisconsin a little bit. And we talked a little about the origins of your dad's interest in airlines. Now, an interesting story. He got so interested in flying that he didn't quite complete college. Could you share that story with us?
Well, I think to hear him tell it, the only thing he was learning in college was how to make bathtub gin. And so he was an adventurous guy. And I think college kind of tied him down and he didn't like that. And so he decided to strike out and ended up in the aviation business.
What brought him to Alaska, this in many ways a frontier in American history, to try to be a pilot there?
Well, his story is he was flying the Andes, or Pan Am, Pan Agra, forerunner of Pan Am. And he claims he wrecked one of their airplanes and he wanted to beat him. He didn't want to be fired, so he decided it was time to leave and head back to the States. So he took his savings, put it in the stock market in 1929,
oh, no.
Lost it all. And that's where he, next thing you know, he found himself on a freighter going to Alaska as a stowaway. When he got to Alaska, they landed at Valdez, and he immediately saw a broken up Eagle Rock biplane. And he went to the owner of the wrecked airplane, says, I'll fix it up if you let me rent it from you for $1 an hour, or something like that. And that's when he started flying in Alaska.
He's going to remote places, and it seems like he quickly develops this specialty, this reputation. This is a guy who can land on glaciers and snow and just very difficult conditions. Tell us a little bit about the challenge with the technology of the time and making those kind of landings and takeoffs.
Well, the thing that he did that was special was you could land on skis in the winter time because there was snow on the ground, but he was servicing mines up in on glaciers and areas like that were covered with snow in the summertime. So how do you take off from land? And at that time, they didn't have convertible wheel ski combinations. How do you take off from land and then go up and service these mines and other things on glaciers? So he was pretty innovative. He designed a set of skis, which were basically for the landing on the glaciers, but in Valdez, there's mud flats because on low tide, there was mud was exposed. So he'd throw some water in front of his skis and take off on the mud flats because they were slick enough, and then he could go up and land on the glaciers and return. And that's what he really became well known for, was the ability to service the high mountain areas, summer and winter.
We're talking to David Reeve, formerly with Skyway Airlines, based in Milwaukee, and Midwest Airlines, talking about his father, legendary Wisconsin origin anyway, glacier and bush pilot Robert Campbell Reeve, Bob Reeve, a legend in Alaska. We found an archival interview with your dad. This is Ruth Briggs talking to him on the radio station KNIK in Alaska in 1961. She asked him about the dangers he faced while glacier flying.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't hesitate to do it all over again. Although I'd quit a little sooner than I did, because on those glacier flights down there, I not only ran out of my own luck, but all my friends' luck and about 10,000 other people's luck, Ruth, and the years I spent landing on those glaciers.
And reading about your dad's story, there were frequent crashes, engine failures, snowshoe trips to find refuge after his plane was disabled. How dangerous was this kind of work?
I don't think he really thought it was dangerous. He did have all the engine failures occasionally went through crevices on the glaciers into the, in the ice fields. But to hear him tell it, after living with him, I heard the story many times, was that, he had to make a living. And he didn't have any competition when he was doing that type of flying. So it was pretty unique. He'd say it was more unique, I think, than dangerous, although it was clearly dangerous.
As we wrap up, how do you see your father inspiring your own choices in your life?
The main thing I learned from him was to respect others. And, I think that's guided me more than anything else. As far as the aviation goes, I think it's in our blood. And, I was very fortunate to be fully employed in the aviation industry for my entire career, topping it off by being a Midwest Express, which to me was the highlight of my career. He was set a good example. He was a tough guy. He had to be tough to survive the things he went through. And I think I learned that resilience and never quit type of attitude. Do it right the first time. I followed his example, and I I was very privileged, I'll say, to be a part of that family.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you, Rob.
David Reeve is the former CEO of Milwaukee-based Skyway Airlines and former senior vice president of Midwest Airlines. We talked to him about his father, the legendary Wisconsin bush pilot Robert Campbell "Bob" Reeve, who pioneered the practice of glacier flying in Alaska.